Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If P.J. Hairston doesn't play this season, it's the NCAA that will do it, not the university. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Rumors are rife this week that the P.J. Hairston decision will not be a good one for Carolina and Tar Heel Nation. They stem from reports that the mother of another player who spent time with P.J. claims whatever wrongdoing falls much more in the lap of Hairston than her flesh and bloods. Well, what do you expect? But if her running on has given the NCAA more ammunition, then whatever suspension it was going to give PJ or uphold by Carolina could be lengthened to as long as the entire season. If the rental car of an unscrupulous friend that Hairston was driving around is ruled an impermissible benefit and is deemed as such for so many months, the NCAA might decide a full year out is just penalty. UNC has not said much about it beyond that Hairston will play some games this season. Whoever is involved in making this decision, besides Roy Williams, could have a number of games in mind, but cannot say anything until hearing from the NCAA about PJ and Leslie McDonald's illegal participation in a summer league. So once again, we find ourselves at the mercy of the suits in Indianapolis. What to expect is hard to figure, since there doesn't seem to be a formula for how the NCAA hands down sanctions. Carolina got slammed to the tune of 15 lost football scholarships and a one-year bowl ban. Miami, which self-imposed a two-year bowl ban, gets to play in the 2013 postseason and only loses 9 scholarships for transgressions that were reportedly far worse than UNC's. And there are some cases that the NCAA decides very quickly, like the Cam Newton scandal at Auburn and the Lance Thomas affair at Duke, because without subpoena power, the governing boobs of college athletics have to take the word of a few people they trust or rely on hearsay evidence that is not very clear. In PJ's case, he admitted driving the car rented by Fats What's-His-Name from Durham, and UNC parking tickets show Hairston was driving another of Fats's cars for an extended period of time. It's up to the NCAA to decide how much of it was impermissible. Meanwhile, Williams and the Tar Heels prepare to open the season without their best player for an unknown number of games. Bummer. This is Archansky. See ya.